So we get a really nice output UI in our little panel over here. It says AI influencer perspectives on DeepSeek R1. Gives us a little overview, the key features, the technical architecture, and then the executive perspective. So it pulls Sam Altman, a bunch of different, this is really cool actually. So it gives three different sources, one that's positive, one neutral, and one reflective, as well as an analysis. So I'm actually super impressed with this. As far as like a content creation and like a podcast host type standpoint, this is incredibly useful. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight talking about one of my all-time favorite subjects to cover on the show. And if you've listened to any of the episodes before, you know that that is agentic AI. And today we're talking about what could be the new leader in the agentic AI space. And judging on some of the claims being made by the team behind it, and some of the early demos, as well as some of the demos on the actual website that we are going to check out today, it certainly appears like it could make good on those claims. So this is called the Manus AI agent at manus.ai, M-A-N-U-S. And it was launched by a Chinese AI startup. Definitely check out the link in the show notes to the actual announcement video from the co-creator and chief scientist. We're going to take a quick look at the intro that he does, as well as a couple of the demos and use cases that he includes in that announcement video. And as their co-founder and chief scientist, Peak, says, they really are seeking to take this way beyond a typical chatbot into a fully autonomous agent, a fully autonomous actor, and potentially even a glimpse into AGI. So definitely no small claims being made here. But before we get into the back end and what's going on under the hood as far as the capabilities and the features with Manus, let's actually just hop over to that YouTube video. We're looking at the homepage now if you're watching along on video, and we're just gonna go ahead and play again. We're just gonna listen to his brief introduction to the tool, as well as the two demo use cases out of the three that I think are particularly interesting that Peak shares in this video.
Hi, I'm Peak from Manus AI. For the past year, we've been quietly building what we believe is the next evolution in AI. And today, we're launching an early preview of Manus, the first general AI agent. This isn't just another chatbot or workflow. It's a truly autonomous agent that bridges the gap between conception and execution. While other AI stops at generating ideas, Manus delivers results. We see it as the next paradigm of human-machine collaboration, and potentially a glimpse into AGI. Now let me show you Manus in action across three completely different tasks. Let's start with an easy one. In this example, we'll ask Manus to help screen resumes. I've just set Manus a zip file containing 10 resume documents. Since each Manus session has its own computer, it can work like a human. First unzipping the file, then browsing through each resume page by page, and recording important information to documents. Manus works asynchronously in the cloud, which means you can close your laptop anytime, and Manus will notify you when everything is complete. Of course, you can also give Manus new instructions at any time. Here I've sent Manus 5 more resumes. After carefully reading all 15 resumes, Manus provides the ranking suggestions along with candidate profiles and evaluation criteria as supporting materials. This is pretty good, but I prefer a spreadsheet. Let's have Manus create one. Manus has its own knowledge and memory, so it can teach Manus that the next time it handles a similar task, it will deliver a spreadsheet right away.
Okay, I'm just going to cut it short there so we don't spend too much time on these demos that you can definitely check out at that link that will be in the show notes. I think that's a pretty good example of just how versatile the tool is and fast. The next two examples were a bit of property research and some stock analysis, but we're going to check out plenty of examples on the site in their actual gallery. Because there currently is only a private beta going on right now, you need to be invited to access this, but they do share a bunch of examples. And we're gonna check out a custom example that Rowan Chang at therundown.ai put together and posted about on X. So we'll still get to see plenty of examples of Manus in use, even though sadly, we at the AI Marketing Navigator here do not yet have access to Manus. Another thing that Rowan Chang mentions in his X post that we'll see in a minute here is that it feels like a bunch of the best, most powerful tools out there combined. I believe he says it feels like deep research and operator and Claude computer use all combined, which was definitely the feeling I got when I was watching the demos. And hopefully you'll see as well when we check out the demos in the use case gallery here in a bit. It also has that really nice artifact kind of user interface that, to steal a term from Claude, where they're actually building everything right there in front of you. You're seeing what the agent is doing and seeing everything being built in real time. But before we take a look at more examples from the gallery, let's just cover some of the very key features and capabilities. And these are all going to sound very familiar and pretty standard among the AI agent tools. However, as usual, the quality and the speed are the things in these functions and features that are being delivered so much more impressively in the case of Manus, having achieved performance on the Agentic Benchmark Test, GAIA Benchmark, I believe it is, and it beat out the leading models, including OpenAI's comparable deep research agent and things like that. Again, primary goal is the completely autonomous and unsupervised task execution. This is the goal that we talk about every time we discuss agentic AI, and obviously it's essentially the simplest definition of agentic AI, and of course the goal of all of the agent AI platforms, of all of the AI agent platforms. And you have all of the typical use cases here: data analysis, content creation, the pretty basic ones like travel planning and booking, trip organization, planning in general for events. It's always high up there on the use case list, but all without the need for human supervision and intervention. And of course, as we saw in the demo, the resume screening or the candidate selection, any sort of research, and then with some recommendation on top of that, I think is super powerful there. And then when you throw in spreadsheet creation, which we also saw in the example demo in the video, and the creation of educational content, which is something we'll see in Rowan Chain's demo example. So just a ton of use cases, and I cannot wait until access is expanded to Manus. And I can't wait to try out unique and custom use cases and see how that process works. And actually, let's just take a look at the example use cases that Rowan Chang did in his testing. You're seeing that post or that thread on X right now if you're watching along on video. And I'll just read through the examples here that he made. For my first test, I asked Manus to create a biography on Rowan Chang and deploy a website based on that biography. Insanely impressive watching it go through my social channels, browse articles, and deploy the site. And it was 100% accurate info, up to date as of today. And if you go ahead and watch this video, it's about a minute long. It does look pretty impressive, the results of this little biography site, very quickly for what the agent was able to do. Next example for Rowan was also a real estate example. The request was for top rental spots in San Francisco. And the results were, quote unquote, I got a full detailed report with four options that were spot on. And then this last one was extremely interesting, and I think the most applicable here to the AI Marketing Navigator, in which Rowan had Manus create an entire course, which is an extremely long form example of content. And it actually took quite a bit of time. Apparently it took nearly 2 hours to complete, which you'll see here in the X post. And that one was, again, particularly interesting to me. It's something that I've been thinking a lot about and starting to put some initial time into, is maybe creating some courses around AI, hopefully some evergreen type courses that we can share for free, and hopefully some really, really nice, rich courses as well that we can start offering. So this kind of just gives you an example of what the completely custom capabilities are of the tool outside of the examples that we already saw within that introduction video. So of course, we will be very interested to see what potential additional marketing use cases, in addition to that course creation and pure content creation, other digital marketing use cases that we'll be able to come up with. Okay, and then before we get into this use case gallery here, there's a couple features and capabilities that I wanted to make sure to cover that I missed earlier. There's going to be some continuing learning that's happening in the background with Manus. So it's going to be able to optimize and learn from every single task that it performs, featuring a quote unquote digital brain that's going to enable it to do that learning independently. And then of course the platform is going to be multimodal. It's going to be able to process all sorts of formats and types of data and integrate into external tools like web browsers and IDEs, so code editors, and different database systems. So just incredibly powerful in its capabilities and versatility here as well. Okay, last but not least, the use case gallery. Definitely check out the link in the show notes to check out all of these use cases. They have several of them, and all of them kind of demonstrate just how fast and powerful this agent really is. I think we have at the top here our categories. So we have research and life and data analysis and education, productivity, and then at the end, WTF is our final category. So let's maybe find one example in each of these that we can run for you guys, just so you get a good feeling of what the tool is capable of and what it looks like. And basically, these are replays of Manus running these tasks. Let's start with research. We have B2B supplier sourcing, list of YC companies, survey 20 CRM companies, all sorts of good stuff here. And one that's catching my eye for like content creation, maybe podcast research, is collect the viewpoints of people. So Manus collects public opinions from key figures on events you care about from various authoritative sources. So, you know, when you're putting together, or when we are putting together an episode on some AI marketing tool, or well, specifically a tool, we're always looking for opinions from the AI thought leaders on social media and on the web. For instance, Rowan Chang and the folks at therundown.ai, who we talk about frequently here. So that would be very helpful. So I'm going to test that one out for our research demo here. Collect the viewpoints of certain people. And so you should be looking at this agent running this right now. It says you are viewing a completed Manus session. And again, so I'm just going to let it do its thing. And you guys can kind of keep up. And this is very rapidly doing this research here and building this formatted output. So sit back and watch as Manus runs through this research. And in this case, it's doing key AI influencers' perspectives on DeepSeek R1. So just a perfect example for the type of research we would be doing. So I'm going to go ahead and skip, but I'm going to go ahead and let this run just so we get an idea of how long it takes. And then maybe in our future demos, we'll just skip ahead right to the results after we're done running. But we have our outputted HTML file here. So we get a really nice output UI in our little panel over here. It says AI influencer perspectives on DeepSeek R1. Gives us a little overview, the key features, the technical architecture, and then the executive perspective. So it pulls Sam Altman, a bunch of different, this is really cool actually. So it gives three different sources, one that's positive, one neutral, and one reflective, as well as an analysis. So I'm actually super impressed with this. As far as like a content creation and like a podcast host type standpoint, this is incredibly useful. Demis Hassabis, I believe, the CEO and co-founder of Google DeepMind. Again, apologies for any mispronunciation, but same thing here, a positive, a mixed, and a dismissive reaction to DeepSeek. So very interesting and super useful output here on this use case, and really in a matter of just about 40, 45 seconds or so. Okay, so in the interest of time and keeping this episode short and digestible for you guys, I'm actually going to skip through to productivity in our categories. Again, linked in the show notes to manus.im. They have this all available so you can run these on your own time when you're able to really break down what these demos are doing, what they're capable of. Hopefully give you some inspiration for some use cases. Well, here, just to read through some of what they have, a candidate interview schedule, to a task to find potential customers, financial statement review and verification, website SEO optimization. So it says there, just submit a URL and Manus will deliver a comprehensive SEO optimization report for your website, as demonstrated with Andre Karpathy's personal site. So they use the agent Andre Karpathy's site for this example. And I think that's the one we'll probably have to run for our demo here, but they also have contract review or screening resumes for engineers, which I believe is something like the example we saw in the intro video on the homepage. Proofread long text, convert a spreadsheet document to a comprehensive Word document. So just a ton of different examples. So a few really good examples. Let's run the website SEO optimization. I'm just going to let it run for a second or two, just again, so you get an idea of what this user interface looks like as it's running. And then we'll skip ahead to the results to see our SEO report. Let's go ahead and do that now. And of course, I forgot to share the tab. So let's actually watch again. I'm going to rerun that for you guys. Again, just for a second or two. So again, you can get used to this look and feel, and we'll skip ahead to the results. And here we have our comprehensive SEO audit report for Karpathy.ai, an executive summary, the key findings, the critical issues. So according to Manus anyway, even the most experienced developers out there still don't have perfectly SEO optimized sites. Apparently there's a missing some meta descriptions or site maps, robots.txt, if this is in fact accurate in its assessment. It also gives us some secondary issues and then some prioritized recommendations. So this is really, really awesome and just super helpful in a sales context or a marketing context when it comes to doing outreach, doing an incredible amount of that prospecting for you. If you are selling SEO services or audits or anything like that, you basically have an SEO auditing intern right here at the click of a button, submit a URL and get a fully detailed, fully sales optimized SEO audit report. It's pretty incredible. Okay, and then lastly, let's take a look at the WTF category. And I'll read through all of these examples for sure before we pick one. Although I do have to think we'll probably have to test out podcast editing. Honestly, if I could automate or assign to an agent the entire post editing process for a podcast episode, that's been my kind of goal as far as building an agent. There's a lot of moving parts there as far as creating a thumbnail and assigning keywords, just a lot of interactive nature to that, and especially when you get into the podcast editors like Descript and things like that, an agent using an agent within Descript. Anyway, we're definitely going to have to check out podcast editing as our example, I think. But other examples we have here, interactive gaming, professional teleprompter, brand identity design, business card creation, audio engineering. So experience our distinctive sound design featuring unique audio compositions that blend natural elements with industrial tones. So, you know, you combine that with maybe some podcast editing and we're kind of getting in the direction of something that can do a full edit and publish. But actually, when you read the podcast editing agent, essentially what it's able to do is curate 2-minute highlights given an inputted audio. So it's not really a full-on podcast editor. So that should be noted. Last ones here are screenplay development and digital experience analysis. But let's try podcast editing for our example and see what happens. I'm going to go ahead and share the tab this time. So you should be watching the agent. Our prompt here was, please cut the podcast audio into a 2-minute highlight reel of key quotes. Select complete sentences with clear viewpoints or interesting content, ensuring smooth transitions. So the input here was that prompt along with a WAV file. Let's go ahead and skip forward to the results. And again, just demonstrating just how versatile the tool is here, just able to edit and output a WAV file. I believe, yep, we also have an outputted WAV file here, DeepSeek R1 podcast highlights. Let's see if we can just open that right up and you can download it. And I'll go ahead and play that now. You should be able to hear the audio in just a moment. It sounds like they're using Notebook LM to produce these actually. And for the full reel, Notebook LM was used. And then they are cutting up these highlights with that Notebook LM recording. I'm gonna go ahead and play that right now. One moment.
Suggests maybe a level of self-awareness, like metacognition,
So yeah, it cuts right into each highlight, so you have to do a little bit of editing further, I think, but definitely an example of what is the agent could be capable of. I think for my dream use case, an entire podcast post-edited and publishing, we're still a little ways off from that. If anybody knows or has built something like that, I'm certainly working towards doing that with any available tools right now. The only thing I'm lacking really, as always, is time. And isn't that always the way of it? But there's no time to do all the things that would save us time. At least that's how it always feels. Okay, so if you are a frequent listener to the AI Marketing Navigator, or if you have found yourself here, you likely know just how impactful a brand new agentic AI tool or software like Manus, that is a industry leader in benchmarks and is clearly very effective, can be for our marketing strategies, for business adoption as a whole. So just huge news for AI marketing navigators out there and early adopters. Cannot wait to get my hands on Manus. If there is anybody out there listening to the show that does have their hands on an access code, definitely share your examples. Would love to see more custom use cases for the agent. Now, if you haven't listened to any of our agentic AI episodes, and this is the first time you've considered agentic AI or heard anything about it, then just consider the capabilities of an AI agent that works 24/7, that can automate all of the daily tasks that are too repetitive or time-consuming, or are detracting from all of the actual valuable things that humans can actually do. In fact, check out a recent episode. I think yesterday's episode from Marketing Against the Grain, they talked to a entrepreneur who has built an entire six-figure agency with themselves running it and a bunch of AI agent employees. So it is very much the future of business automation. And as always, check back here at the AI Marketing Navigator to get the latest on agentic AI. That does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.